It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
An early childhood taxing district, what on earth is that?
The latest in politics and world affairs.
I don't think that we should be passing legislation that is so complicated that people kind of throw up their hands and say, oh, I can't understand it.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
It is not fair that just because you're a big business that you get a break on this and the little guy doesn't.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed. Let's have a conversation. Welcome to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out my website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. We'd appreciate it if you'd go over to Facebook and give us a like. And be sure and sign up on the website for our weekly newsletter. We have all kinds of great information there, all of our upcoming guests, as well as our op-eds, our great podcasts. We're going to have a couple of really interesting podcasts that will roll out this Sunday, so be sure and sign up for that. A very jam-packed show planned for you today. In studio with me is my good friend Rick Rome. We're fellow Liberty Toastmasters. It's great to have you here.
Good morning, Kim. As always, it's a pleasure to be here and have this opportunity to speak truth to liberty.
Well, and you and I have been members of Liberty Toastmasters for quite some time. There's two groups. There's Liberty Denver that meets at the Independence Institute the first and third Saturdays of each month, and then Liberty North, which is the second and fourth Saturdays up in Longmont. And we welcome guests.
Absolutely. Anyone who wants to come, we're a think tank of ideas, and we have a free expression of thoughts and ideas, and that's where we kind of put these ideas through a crucible of presentation and try to refine our speaking skills and our leadership skills.
Well, and what's interesting, Rick, is we don't all agree on everything, but yet we're always very respectful. It's such a great example of civil discourse and working to get our brains around these ideas so that we can communicate with our friends and our families. And I certainly have learned a lot from Liberty Toastmasters.
Well, and the tagline of the organization is where leaders are made, and they really mean it. It's a place where you have the opportunity to express those ideas and also to work with each other in new and exciting ways.
Well, and I think we each have a responsibility to work to be the best that we can possibly be. And I think Liberty Toastmasters has really been helpful for me. Certainly we're not perfect, just like America is not perfect, but we strive for excellence. And it's been just a great tool. So let's see, people can get more information. I think it's libertytoastmasters.org, is that right?
Libertytoastmasters.org, or you can go to the Toastmaster International site, search for a club, and look for Liberty Toastmasters. You'll find us at the Independence Institute or Liberty North. Not sure exactly where they're meeting right now, but they are available on that site as well.
And we would love to have you. So it's great. And so what we're going to be doing in the third and fourth segment is some of our other colleagues will be calling in. And they'll be talking about the timeless principles of America and how it's relevant to today. And so my friends out there, I think that you'll probably learn from each of these Liberty Toastmasters that are calling in. We don't know what they're going to say, but I think it's going to be really great, Rick.
That is the beauty of table topics.
Yes, yes, it is. That's for sure. Now, I always like to say thank you to this great team and producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, and Charlie. Greatly appreciate you, this team at Crawford Broadcasting. And to each of you listeners, you are treasured, you're valued. Strive for excellence today, and just know that take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. We're going to be, we've got something really exciting. It was late breaking last night. Before we get to that, though, I did just want to do our quote for the day, which is Ronald Reagan. As we know, he was known as the great communicator. He's been deemed one of the best public speakers in American history, and for good reason. The impact of his nickname as the great communicator not only was central to his presidency and all that he was able to accomplish during it, but his unparalleled communication skills and approaches, perhaps developed during his time as a Hollywood actor, when he went on to shape decades of future political leaders. And he was born in 1911. He died in 2004. Rick, not to put you on the spot, but would you like to share his, his quote there?
It's been a while since I've tried to quote Reagan, but so we've come to a time for choosing. Either we accept the responsibility of our own destiny, or we abandon the American Revolution and confess that an intellectual elite is a far distant capital, can plan our lives for us better than we can plan it for ourselves. It is astounding to me that people can think that someone could actually take control of their life and handle it better than they could themselves.
It is truly astounding. And I think that that is an excellent segue into our guest, our surprise guest, who is Douglas County Commissioner Laura Thomas. And I received some information late yesterday afternoon that I think is really exciting. Commissioner Thomas, welcome to the Kim Munson Show.
Hello, Kim. We've been friends for a long time. Call me Laura.
Okay. Laura, we have been friends for a long time. You sent some information over to me that I was really excited about. Tell us what happened yesterday.
So on Wednesday, the Tri-County Board of Health met, and this is the public health office that oversees Adams, Arapahoe, and Douglas counties. And we were told this was for a mandatory masking order for Aurora and Adams County. But I had a bad feeling about this, Kim, so I listened into that meeting. And we had prepped the Douglas County members on that board to say this is not the job of unelected bureaucrats. Elected officials need to be responsible for these kinds of decisions. But the Adams County member on that board, Julie Mullica, made a motion out of the blue to mask up all three counties. It was seconded by another Adams County member, and the meeting was chaired by another Adams County member on that Board of Health, and the vote was 5-4, so all three counties had to mask up, even though that was not the recommendation of Dr. Douglas of Tri-County Health. And so after they did that, on Wednesday, on Thursday, the Douglas County Commissioners met in a posted meeting. We voted first to opt Douglas County out of this masking order. That was number one. And number two, we decided that it was time, because the Board of Health was not representing Douglas County residents, to direct our staff to create a public health department called the Douglas County Health Department.
That is really gutsy. And I really commend you and your other colleagues, the other commissioners of Douglas County. It is finally time that someone, some elected official, steps up to the plate and says that it is the responsibility of our elected officials to be making these decisions instead of some unelected, unaccountable, appointed bureaucrats. And to my knowledge, Laura, you three are on the cutting edge, and you three are truly, in our quote from Ronald Reagan, you've taken a look at this and you said this is a time for choosing. Are we Americans, or are we, kowtowing to unelected bureaucrats? Laura, I'm very excited about it. Rick, what would you like to say?
You know, it strikes me as a true act of courage, where they are literally taking responsibility for their own destiny in Douglas County, and it is, it's inspiring to me, quite frankly, to see people stepping up to the plate and doing the right thing in positions of authority. So thank you so much for that, Laura.
So continue on, Laura. What more should our listeners know?
I just want to add that Abe Layden and Roger Partridge are in lockstep with me. It's not just me. It's the three of us doing this together. And you know when you're over the target, when you are getting constantly shot at. So if you know the name Tay Anderson from the Denver School Board, he even retweeted last night that he's looking forward to me being voted out of office because I am up for re-election in November.
Okay, and so this is just really a freedom question. And that is, should we, as Rick said, should we be in charge of our own destiny? Now, Laura, I've done a lot of research on these quote-unquote mask or face coverings. And quite frankly, the coronavirus, it's so small that it can actually get through, almost everything. Even an N95 mask doesn't stop all of that. And certainly, if somebody coughs or sneezes, a mask or a face covering could stop that. But if somebody is concerned about that, they should have the freedom to choose to wear that face covering or not. But I see that this has been, moved away from flattening the curve to, it's almost to me a form of submission. So I think what you're saying is you've just moved to the point where people can have the choice in Douglas County on what they want to do. Am I hearing that correctly, Laura?
That is correct, with the exception of the variances. I just want to say that Dr. Douglas at Tri-County Health and his staff, including Melissa and Jennifer, have been absolutely wonderful to work with. Once we got over that initial hump in March when they took the lead on shutting us down before Governor Polis did, they have helped us get 13 variances. Now, many of those variances require, for instance, when you go into a restaurant, you have to have your mask on from the door to your table. Once you get to the table, you can take the mask off. So those masking requirements are still in place. Nothing changes what is already in place as far as a variant.
Okay. So what's now, how fast is all this going to happen as far as getting out of Tri-County?
It will be done sometime in 2021. The statute says we have to give them up to a year, but we do have the option to negotiate with Adams County and Arapahoe County to get out earlier if we can get our own health department built first. And it's important for citizens to understand that we are still part of Tri-County Health. We still have a public health department, and we will always have a public health department. Is it called Tri-County Health or is it called Douglas County Health? It'll be a seamless transition.
Okay, well, fantastic. Well, Laura Thomas, this is, as Rick said, this is very courageous on the part of you and Roger Partridge and Abe Layden. And as far as Tay Anderson, you know, certainly maybe he should take care of what he's supposed to be doing over as a school board member at this particular time in Denver Public Schools, because we have a certainly a big challenge on how we're going to get our kids educated. So it might be a good idea for him to mind his own business on that, Laura Thomas.
Thank you, Kim.
Okay, so how can people get more information about you?
My website is Laura Thomas, and it's LORAThomas.org. And I'm just going to say this. I am up for re-election in November, and every time someone says something negative about me on Facebook, my former yoga instructor, 14 years worth of partnership in yoga, goes on there about how they can donate to my Democrat opponent, that it's time to get rid of me. So know that people are using this as a way to raise money, and I certainly could use some help.
Okay. Well, Laura Thomas, thank you so much. And it's late breaking, and we got it almost first right here on the Kim Munson Show. Thank you so much, Laura.
Thank you. God bless you all.
God bless you as well. And we're going to go to break. In studio with me is my good friend Rick Rome with Liberty Toastmasters. Before we do that, though, one of my valued partners is Hooters Restaurants. And they have five different locations: Loveland, Westminster, Aurora, Lone Tree, and Colorado Springs. They're open for dine-in within all these different things that Laura was mentioning, all these different requirements. They have to-go delivery, and then they have curbside service. Happy hour at Hooters is dine-in only Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. They have some great specials. You know, it's summertime. Just go sit out on the patio. Have a delicious beverage, some great half-off appetizers, and just have a great time over at Hooters Restaurant. So for more information, go to order.hooters.com. That's order.hooters.com. When we come back, we'll be talking with Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group to get a read on what's happening in the mortgage market, as well as Karen Levine in this hot, hot real estate market here in the metro area. We'll be right back.
Predovich & Company understands that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has individuals and businesses scratching their heads with a variety of bookkeeping, tax planning, and accounting questions. Predovich & Company knows that you need trusted professionals to help you navigate these choppy waters. Kim Munson highly recommends Predovich & Company. Because of their advanced technological capabilities, Predovich & Company can help clients anywhere in the United States. Call Predovich & Company at 303-791-3000 to organize your personal and business finances. Call 303-791-3000 today.
Now more than ever, it is important to have independent voices bringing truth and clarity to the issues facing us, our families, our communities, our state, our nation, and our world. The Kim Munson Show is one of those important voices. Kim is a truly independent entrepreneur. She purchases her broadcast time, which gives her total freedom in production of the show and scheduling of guests. If you'd like to support The Kim Munson Show, go to her website, Kim Munson, MONSON.com, and click on the contribute button under Kim's picture. Kim greatly appreciates your help and support.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter, all kinds of great information. We're going to have a couple of really terrific podcasts to roll out this weekend, so you'll be first to get it there. And go over to Facebook and give us a like as well. We're at a little over 3,200 Facebook likes, and we'd love to have some more. That always helps us out, so be sure and do that. We're going to get to Lauren Levy here in just a minute. Before we do that, though, Reggie Carr and Johnny Thomas with I'm a Trumpster, they now have a radio show on KLZ 560 from 4 to 5 on Sunday afternoons. I'd encourage you to check that out. As you know, we've had just a few delays in getting this I'm a Trumpster bus going, but they're going to be taking it into, it's 42 feet long. It's going to be vinyl wrapped with a picture of Donald Trump and Reggie and Johnny. They're going to take it into minority communities as well as other swing districts here in Colorado. And they are funding this whole endeavor, 98% from them. We have actually gone out and gone to some different money bags that you think might be helpful, and unfortunately that has not panned out. And so it's up to us, the grassroots, to help them. And I am so grateful to each of you who have stepped up. For every $50 that you contribute, you can get one of their really cool battle masks that on one side it says America Works Together, on the other side it says I'm a Trumpster. They're washable. They're very cool when you have to wear, you have to have one. But I would really recommend that you do that. And then we are going to have a party with the bus, probably late July. We'll get back with you on all those details. So to go to imatrumpster.com to contribute, then email me, let me know that you did that so that we've got you on the list for the battle masks. And that's a lot of information. And now Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group. It's just been crazy. I know you've been very, very busy with these record low interest rates. Welcome to the show, Lauren.
Hey, good morning, Kim. Thank you.
So what's happening this week with interest rates?
You know, nothing much has happened, which is a good thing. The market itself has been volatile, a little up and down, but for the most part, rates have stayed low, even to the point where pushing even ever so slightly lower, to where a lot of people can now get 30-year fixed rates either at 3 or sub 3, depending on what they're trying to do.
Boy, this sure seems like an opportunity. You know, when things are kind of disrupted, there's always opportunity. And my gosh, this is an amazing opportunity for people.
It really is. And we don't know how long it's going to go. Each week that goes by, it's a little surprising that it continues to last. But for now, we're okay, and it is an opportunity, and I encourage people to take advantage of it if they have any chance to do so.
You know, let's talk a little bit about, processing times. I know that you work with a number of different lenders, and some of the ones that are just kind of one lender shops, those are quite long turnaround times right now. We have seen an extension on those just a little bit, though, with demand. Is that correct, Lauren? So what are people looking at on that?
That's right. Lenders have an interesting thing to go through, because when refinances and purchases ramp up, they have to decide how fast they can hire people. Because when rates do inevitably go back up, then they have to look at layoffs and things like that and the expenses that go with it. So at least initially, there's a little bit of hesitancy to hire. And so the turn times can get backed up. But that's okay. As long as you're in and your rate is locked and you're covered, it doesn't matter if it takes 5 days or 30 days to get it done, you're protected. So we have seen a little bit of an extension on the turn times, but it's still okay. I mean, people are protected by their rate lock, so it's not something they need to be too concerned with.
Okay. And if people want to, check this out, you offer something very special to listeners of the Kim Munson Show. What is that, Lauren?
That's right. When we run the loan through the system and we determine that there's a way that we can help them, I hope your listeners, if it's determined that an appraisal is necessary for their loan, our company will cover the cost of that appraisal for your listeners. So that's a big savings. An appraisal typically runs about between $600 and $650. So when we cover that, it's a really large savings for them.
I really appreciate you doing that for all of my listeners. So how can people reach you, Lauren Levy?
The best way to reach me is just call the number 303-880-8881. They can always go to the website, www.paulifigroup.com. But just call them, 303-880-8881 is the best way.
Okay, and I know you're up and at them already, so 303-880-8881. Lauren Levy, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
You got it. Thank you, Kim.
Okay, and Karen Levine, you know her. She's an award-winning realtor with RE/MAX Alliance. Karen Levine, happy Friday.
Morning, Kim. How are you?
I am good. And it's been pretty hot out there, temperature-wise. How is it in the real estate market?
I would say the temperature of our Colorado summer is reflective of the temperature of our real estate market.
Okay.
Our data for the Colorado Association of Realtors is coming out today, and probably the most hot number is our under contracts and pending are up 32.3% compared to last June. So this June looks more like what March and April would have looked like. So we anticipate we would see our spring selling season be delayed because of the COVID-19 virus, and leave it to homeowners and those who desire to become homeowners to hold true to what we anticipated. So it's exciting to see the housing market strong, and we are being challenged with not enough homes on the
inventory
market.
Yeah,
seems like a broken record, but things are tight. That new homes could be an option as well, and if that's something you've thought of, please give me a call so I can help you navigate a purchase, whether that's with a new home or an existing.
For sure. And one other thing on new builds. I had not really realized this until you and I had chatted recently, that that is something that you can bring your negotiating skills to help people out with as well, that you're welcome with many of these new build developers. And, man, it is really good to have somebody sitting on your side of the table that has a lot of experience like you, Karen Levine.
Well, Kim, I appreciate that compliment. And yes, I really encourage buyers before they go out to new home, model home complexes to reach out to me and let's head out there together so that they have the eyes and ears of me who has great experience in new construction and new home negotiations and can represent them. And builders are very receptive and open to having you be represented. So take advantage of that opportunity.
Well, and one other thing, Karen, we were talking about it earlier this week that, you know, that owning a home is one of the, I mean, it's not totally unique to the American ideal, but it has really allowed everyday people to create wealth. And it's something that I think is so important about you know, as everyday people are able to thrive and prosper, is to own their own home. And you had mentioned that home ownership is such a big contributor to that.
Yes. I think the National Association statistic that I have heard is those who continue to rent will build wealth of just about $5,000. And those who have home ownership are looking at building wealth in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. The other thing that home ownership brings to communities is stability and family and community. And there's so much extending value to being a homeowner. It just creates a better society and a better environment for us to raise our families in. So, with rates being down, as Lauren has continued to share with us, I encourage people to reach out to him, find out if they have the ability to buy. And it may take us a little while to find that right home, but I am tenacious and will be successful in doing that for them.
Oh, absolutely. I know that, Karen Levine. And what's the best way for people to reach you?
The best way to reach me is 303-7716, and I am available to answer any of your questions regarding
navigating real estate, whether that's buying or selling.
And again, that number is 303-877-7516. Karen Levine, thank you so much. We will talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Have a good weekend.
Okay, you too. And another one of my favorite people, Jason McBride with Presidential Wealth Management. Happy Friday, Jason.
Hey, Kim. Well, if I'm one of your favorite people, your choices must be pretty limited.
You're pretty humble, pretty humble. So what is going on in your world this morning on this Friday?
Well, I'll tell you, it looks like we may get a follow-up, at least this morning, on the downside with certain indexes like we did yesterday. Yesterday's market was kind of a mixed bag, Kim. The Dow was down about 360. The S&P was also down, but the NASDAQ was actually up yesterday. So we had technology, some biotech stocks acting very, very well. But your retail, cyclical, airlines in particular, that a lot of those, you know, are on the kind of the Dow S&P side, performed very poorly. So those markets went down. So this morning, we've got the Dow futures down about 170. S&P futures are down. NASDAQ futures are also down. That's being blamed on the rising cases of coronavirus. But we'll see what happens by the end of the day. I'll tell you, Kim, if the market's down on Friday going into the weekend, that could show some concern. And then if it's also down on Monday, sometimes that's been a signal that's not extremely positive. And what I'm seeing, other than, you know, certain stocks in the NASDAQ that carry a lot of weight, is it does look like we're starting to see a little bit of raggedness here, some selling come in. It's that time of the year, and then, I mean, you've got all kinds of uncertainty swirling around in a lot of places, too, so it's not surprising.
So this would be a good time here in the middle of summer to maybe just sit down with you and your colleagues at Presidential Wealth Management and just do a checkup, just do a portfolio checkup, you know, make sure that, you know, since we're still pretty high right now, we've recovered, you know, but there's a lot of volatility. Just kind of check your risk tolerance and just see where you are exactly, Jason McBride.
I think it isn't a bad idea to do that. And as we've said before, Kim, I bet it got pretty frightening, you know, and we were selling off back in February and March and didn't know what was going to happen. You know, if you had huge pits in your stomach at that time and, you know, losing sleep, didn't know what was going to happen, it's almost like you've gotten a second chance here. And I'd always rather make decisions when I'm not in a panic mode. So I agree, not a bad time to take a look at things.
Yeah, decisions out of strength are always better decisions. So Jason McBride, thank you so much. Have a great weekend. And Natalie will be at the switchboard at 7:30 there at Presidential, 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. And then be sure and check our landing page together, airpresidential.com. There's all kinds of great information there, Jason.
Well, thank you. And it's, it's a good page. You can get the latest info on the CARES Act there as well. And, another good way to get to know us a little better.
Okay. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Have a great show, Kim.
Thanks so much. We're going to go to break. In studio with me is my good friend and Liberty Toastmasters colleague, Rick Rome. And, Rick, we're going to have an amazing lineup for people to listen to here.
Well, and we're going into one of my favorite parts of the meeting is our table topics portion, where each member gets a minute or two to talk about whatever it is that's on their mind.
And so we're going to go to break. When we come back, Rich Keck, he's a member of Liberty Toastmasters North, is on the line. We'll find out what he has to think about our timeless principles and how they're relevant to today. So we'll be right back.
Karen Levine has over 30 years in the real estate industry. The reaction to the COVID-19 Wuhan virus is presenting unprecedented and unpredictable opportunities and challenges in buying or selling your home. That is why you need to work with award-winning realtor Karen Levine. Karen Levine comes highly recommended by Kim Munson. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine today at 303-877-7516. Karen's expertise will help guide you through this crazy real estate market. Call Karen Levine at 303-877-7516 today.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out my website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Excuse me, sign up for our weekly newsletter at KimMunson.com as well, and go over to Facebook and give us a like. We greatly appreciate that. In studio with me is my good friend Rick Rome, a fellow Liberty Toastmasters. We have an amazing lineup planned here.
Kim, as always, it's a pleasure to be here, and I'm looking forward to this segment of the show.
So our first guest, why don't you
sure.
introduce him?
So our first guest is a member of our Liberty North Club, and his name is Rich Keck. And Rich, today we're talking about the timeless principles of liberty. What are your thoughts on the topic?
Well, thanks for having me and my fellow Toastmasters on this morning. I just finished the leadership program of the Rockies, so it's easy for me right now to tie any of our principles to what's going on in our world today. And I just want to focus on maybe one of the more subtle founding principles, the idea that responsible citizens need to practice self-restraint. It's not something we talk about that often, but I think we need to work as a nation to build our attention spans. We're wrestling with difficult challenges right now, and the solutions aren't going to just emerge from Facebook posts or tweets. We have to work together to think comprehensively. Second, I think we have to practice the self-restraint of actually listening to one another. Mm-hmm. Conversations are two ways, and certainly I don't think the Declaration of Independence didn't happen without compromise. The U.S. Constitution was certainly debated strenuously in private and public. We need to be able to do that in our world today. And finally, I think we need to stop judging each other. It's so easy to impulsively attack messengers, and this is happening from both sides of the aisle, and it's leading to division as opposed to real discussion. And, you know, related to that, is let's believe that our historical figures, our historical leaders had good motives, not bad motives. Mm. They may not have achieved all they wanted, but let's not criticize President Lincoln because it wasn't perfect, that he had to go to war, he had to take our nation to war. So those are some of the light thoughts on my mind this morning.
Wow, that is very well thought out, Rick.
I would agree, and the idea of self-restraint and listening to each other, I think, is something that's so profound.
And Rich Keck, that is one of the things, another one of the things that we do at Liberty Toastmasters is with our evaluation component, is it has been very helpful to me personally to here I'm doing all kinds of things that you're not supposed to do at Liberty Toastmasters, and double clutches and all that. But it's been very helpful to me, the evaluation component in listening. And so thank you so much for your comments on this, Rich Keck.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
Great. Our next speaker is going to be another member of our Liberty Toastmaster Club in the North Club, Terry Goon. Terry, today we're talking about timeless principles and how they apply to today's world. What are your thoughts on the topic?
Good morning. Oh, I wanted to mention the Independence Day fireworks that went off all over the country in spite of the lockdown, in spite of our keepers not giving us the A-OK. It was clear that in that bit of civil disobedience that we are a government by the people, of the people, you know, per Lincoln. I heard people say enough on July the 4th this year. Their use of illegal projectile fireworks was kind of a middle finger to all the rulemakers. It was amazing. And I really hate fireworks. It's too loud. We've had enough of being told where to stand, what to wear, which businesses are okay to enter, and which are not. Every year since I was a kid, more and more fireworks are made illegal. Well, the local controlled shows got bigger to entice people to go to them instead. Well, this year we were told, at least here in Longmont, and no fireworks for you at all, and no fireworks for the city. But the people said, oh, yes, there will be. So I hope that that display was enough for our leaders to recognize that they need to lead in a manner that we, the people, are willing to follow. They've got to stop all this little rulemaking, if only to get the police out of being the enforcers of petty, tiny violations. In Longmont, the city council just this week had a discussion with one of the park rangers about the overuse of parks here in town. As people don't have other things to do, they're using the local parks. So while being pressured by city council members to start rounding up all the miscreants, this ranger basically said the same thing. He talked about how it's really difficult to have a conversation with someone about their nice off-leash dog when they've been told which square to stand in and who they can see for the last 4 months. I believe that the love of freedom rang out loud and clear on Independence Day this year, and it was really glorious, irritatingly loud, but glorious.
Did you happen to see, it was a picture, or it was a video of Los Angeles?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, and just all of the fireworks there. It was pretty amazing. So what a great thought on that, Terry Goon.
Yeah, thank you.
Great. Our next speaker is Marshall Dawson, who's also a member of the Liberty North Club. Marshall, today we're speaking about timeless principles of liberty and how it applies to our daily lives today. What do you have in mind on that?
Well, good morning. You know, in the time that I've studied our founding principles, and not just reading the Declaration of the Constitution, but really trying to understand the arguments in the Federalist Papers, I'm so impressed with the pains that they took to keep governments from meddling in our lives. Now, it wasn't perfect. It wasn't foolproof. And in 3 minutes, there just simply isn't enough time to list all the ways that governments overgrow boundaries, coerce behavior, and meddle. And to be frank, politicians of both parties have been complicit. Voters in both parties have been complacent. But I'm really frightened for the future due to the power grab that we've seen over COVID-19. Look, in a true emergency, it's very rational to take some extreme measures. And I'm somewhat forgiving there, especially when we think of how many Americans we were told were going to die. Yet we keep seeing these states of emergency renewed month after month. But there's no such thing as a perpetual emergency. Emergencies are unexpected, they are sudden, and they're urgent. But these declarations are giving nearly unlimited power to governors and to unelected bureaucrats. I've been joking that this crisis ends on November 4th. And look, any of us can predict that the thirst for control is going to continue. But I really feel and I fear that the majority of people will have acquiesced. So once that happens, in not even 250 years, what makes America special will be dead. So the first thing we need to do is we need to make sure we vote the right way. So get to know who's running in your local districts. Ask them how they feel about one or two people having so much power. But secondly, we who understand liberty, we who believe in freedom, we need to find ways to communicate the dangers of unbridled government. And that's really the long-term play. We can't afford for the American population to be duped into complacency. So it requires careful framing of the argument. And we have to be careful of not relying on bumper stickers, but things that will really resonate with the people that we're having conversations with.
Marshall Dawson, do you not think that this is an opportunity, though? I feel that what we're seeing in America, this kind of this unbridled grab of power, that in fact this has been percolating underneath the surface for quite some time. And then with this election cycle, with the COVID-19 Wuhan virus reaction disruption, with the rioting and destruction of property in our streets, I think what's been percolating underneath the surface is now, it's opened up. And I think that everyday people are saying, wait a minute, this isn't really what I thought government should do. I don't like the fact that we are having destruction and rioting in our cities. What's your thoughts on that, Marshall Dawson?
Well, I think you're right. I think it was percolating. And in fact, a few weeks into the lockdown, right, I put on my Facebook page that I really looked forward to having this conversation. And then next thing you know, we're having riots and cities are burning down. And I'm kind of scratching my head and thinking, what just happened? I was looking forward to having a good conversation with, you know, with rational people. But I think one thing that we are seeing is that this has become so polarizing of people who think that government should have ultimate control versus people who don't. And one example I can point to that is after the flood in 2013 and reconstructing some of the stuff in Longmont, they put a bridge back into place where it had been washed up before. And at the same time, they invested, in air quotes, invested in this play area around the bridge and making the river coming through town, making it, you know, swimmable and enjoyable. Well, then they figured out people were jumping off the bridge into the water, and we can't have that. So now they have these chain link gates, you know, locked across the bridge to keep people just from going out and enjoying themselves. So it's really quite a dichotomy that we're seeing with this situation.
Well, it really is. And Marshall Dawson, thank you so much for your thoughts on this today. And when does Liberty Toastmasters North meet?
We meet the second and fourth Saturdays. So if you're listening to this live, that will be tomorrow on the 11th at 10 a.m.
And where will you meet at?
Well, we're in a temporary home right now. We're at 619 Ken Pratt Boulevard. So that's at the crossroads of Ken Pratt Boulevard and Main Street.
Okay, 10 o'clock. And you welcome guest Marshall Dawson. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great morning.
Thank you. Okay, just a little recap on all these three guests. Rick, what's your thoughts? Rick Rome.
I mean, each of these speakers, they bring something new, something unique that's their thoughts and their ideas to the table in this topic about founding principles. I think one of the things that struck me was the idea that you get involved in your local districts, get to know who your local representatives are, because that's really where the power of the grassroots is, and that's where we have an opportunity to affect change in our local communities.
Well, and I loved what Terry Goon had to say regarding Independence Day, and she doesn't even like fireworks, but it was such a, you know, a display of, yes, we the people still want to be in charge of our lives. So I thought it was just great conversations across the spectrum.
Absolutely agree. And I happen to like fireworks, so I'm not with you there, Terry, but I appreciate your thoughts.
Okay, so I tell you what, let's go to break. Rick Rome is in studio with me, my fellow Liberty Toastmasters, and more information is libertytoastmasters.org. Or is it liberty.toastmasters.org? I can't remember.
I believe it's libertytoastmasters.org.
Okay, that's what it is. And so we're going to go to break. When we come back, we have three of our colleagues from Liberty
from our Denver Club.
And so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Recently, rates in the mortgage market have hit near record lows. Lorne Levy with Polygon Financial notes that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has created potential opportunities to refinance your mortgage that could save you thousands of dollars. And for those senior listeners who may be looking for another source of income, exploring a reverse mortgage with Lorne Levy may be a solution. With over 17 years in the mortgage industry, Lorne Levy has the experience to answer your questions. Call Lorne Levy at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881 for a mortgage checkup today.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out my website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. You can sign up for our weekly newsletter. We have all of our upcoming guests. We have a great show planned, great shows next week, as well as we've got a couple of really important podcasts that we'll be rolling out in the newsletter this weekend as well. Go over to Facebook and give us a like. We greatly appreciate that. And our show today is, I love these shows because we get different perspectives, and they're very short. They're quick little sound bites, if you will. From my fellow Liberty Toastmasters. And in studio with me is Rick Rome. You are actually a board member of our Liberty Toastmasters Denver.
I am soon to be the immediate past president of the Denver Club and going to vice president of education, taking on a new role in the club. So I'm excited about that.
Well, and that's a really important role. Both of those are. So Rick Rome, I'm going to ask you the question on the table, and that is the timeless principles and how are they relevant to today?
Well, Kim, someone had once explained to me that if you have a right, you have a responsibility to exercise that right, or you tend to lose it. Mm-hmm. And the two things that I kind of see that are working hand in hand that are so important that we're addressed today is the right to assemble and the right to free expression. And we've heard a couple of our speakers talk about those same ideas where we have riots in the streets and we have people expressing really ideas that have been percolating under the surface that aren't that appetizing to a large number of people and actually have a raise concerns for me, quite frankly, about where the future of our country and where we're going. And I have to believe that those ideas especially have to be brought to the table and brought to the light, because bad ideas and evil tends to thrive in darkness. And when it's exposed to the light of day, people tend to recognize it. And that's where we get this swinging pendulum that creates that opportunity for people to learn and grow and adapt their ideas and you know, extend into the idea of home ownership and that American dream.
Well, and I think it goes back a bit to our quote from Ronald Reagan about a time for choosing. And when we talk with Marshall, you know, much of this has been percolating underneath, and there's so much kind of chaos and confusion out there. And I think that in some degree that's by design. And our time for choosing right now is, I think, is it the American dream, this idea of individual rights and people, you know, having their own destiny? Or is it this government and its destruction? And I mean, we're seeing destruction of property and destruction of ideas and destruction of dreams. And I think that so we do have a real time for choosing here, Rick Rome.
And it's an assault on history. Let's not forget that part as well.
Well, and I find it so interesting that we hold these founders to a perfect ideal. And as far as how they would live their lives, and in fact, none of us are perfect, but they did have a pretty cool ideal about that. So, but let's go on over. Who's our next caller here?
So our next speaker is a member of our Denver club, Mr. Bill Vetter. Bill, today we're talking about how the timeless principles apply to today's world. What are your thoughts on it, Bill?
Well, thank you. It's glad to be on your show, Kim.
Great to have you.
Let me start again. Today's current events, obviously, start with the COVID-19 virus and the reactions to it by various levels of government. The lockdowns closed large chunks of the economy with devastating impacts on jobs and incomes. The division between those who suffered job and income losses and those who did not was locally arbitrary. Did the state or local authorities deem your activities essential or not? On top of arbitrary destruction of the economy, government response to the virus also closed what are called third spaces, that is, places other than work or home. These third spaces include parks, sport venues, churches, restaurants and bars, even barbershops and community organizations. Third spaces are important because they're where people blow off steam, talk with their friends and others, and reflect on life. The closure of third spaces worsened the lockdowns by having the effect of putting a lid on a seething pot. It became a pressure cooker, and it started bubbling over with protests about the lockdown itself. Inside this pressure cooker, the death of George Floyd under the knee of a Minneapolis police officer, while others looked on, sparked more protests. In many cities, demonstrations that started as peaceful became violent and property destructive, including looting. Then there were protests on behalf of Black Lives Matter, fueled by other police killings of unarmed people of color. They elicited cries of racism. I'm trying to get my script here, sorry.
You're doing
America's
well.
America's timeless principles tell us that to enjoy freedom, people must be self-governing so the government can be limited. They must practice self-restraint, as Rick Keck said earlier in the program. Our country's timeless principles would counsel that we resolve to roll back government control of our lives and of our incomes. If the federal government didn't take roughly half of the productive wealth of the country through taxes, fees, and corruption, there would be far more funds available to take charge of our own lives. To deal with these issues, we need to defund much of the federal government, give that money back to people who earned it, and return power to people in their respective localities. That's my views on it.
Well, I think that's a very interesting thing. We've heard a lot of the word defund. I hadn't heard the one of defund the federal government. Now, that's a good one, Bill Vetter.
I, I think the federal government's most vulnerable political point is the Federal Reserve and this printing of trillions and trillions of dollars to help the elites and the bankers and the government. I think that's something that people can understand, to use your phrase, they can get their heads around it, that this is not good for everybody.
Well, and it's not. And when we're printing money like this, you know, somebody's going to have to pay for it at some point in time. And, you know, Bill, I've done so many shows with World War II veterans, people that have put everything on the line to pass on something good to the next generation, which would be freedom and liberty. And the idea that my generation is thinking of giving the next generation a big fat IOU is somewhat irresponsible. I just really believe that. And so we need to get to some restraint here. Bill Vetter, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Kim. I enjoyed being on your show. Thank you very much.
It's always great to have you. And Rick Rome, who's our next guest?
So our next speaker is a long-term member of the Liberty Denver Club and also a former president, Christy Whaley. Christy, today we are speaking about the timeless principles of liberty and how it affects our life today. What are your thoughts on the topic?
Well, good morning, both of you. I've been thinking about how liberty can only flourish within the rule of law. And we're seeing a breakdown of that big time. You know, our founders came up with this form of government that was supposed to ensure our inalienable rights, which are, of course, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And these days, I'm not feeling too secure in those things. And whether it's the mobs that you hear about, they're basically drawn inexorably toward the next thing to destroy. Kim, you had a speaker on last week that I thought was phenomenal, Mr. Gelso, and he talked about the thoughtlessness of these mobs. And I thought, well, what a tame word to describe them. But I thought, that's exactly what they are. They're thoughtless, amorphous blobs of a mob.
Blobs of a mob.
I mean, they're drawn to their next target. They have no idea what the next target is. It was Frederick Douglass. They tore down a statue of Frederick Douglass, of course, a black abolitionist. They know nothing about these people. It's simply, they're letting their emotions run wild, and that's horrible. So you've got mob rule, and then I heard on Laura Ingraham's show last night, she was talking about liberty versus lockdown. You talk about freedom versus force, and she was talking about liberty versus lockdown. Lockdown, those lockdowns, that is not part of our frame of law. That has destroyed livelihoods, probably increased the number of suicides, and yet most of us have gone along with a lot of that because the government said it was for our own good. But it really is liberty versus lockdown. And it's just frightening to see what's happening. And you can't be secure if you can't trust that our institutions will hold up. Our government was supposed to protect us from both foreign and domestic threats. And that's not being done a whole lot today. And in fact, you get Nancy Pelosi when asked, I was surprised she was asked this, but somebody said, well, what do you think about these mobs tearing down statues? And she said, well, I don't really care about statues. And she says, people do what they do. Well, do serial killers do what they do? Do pedophiles do what they do? We stop that kind of behavior. We don't allow that. And yet those are the thoughts of one of the leaders of the Democratic Party. So I think, I'm getting breathless wandering around my living room.
But well, and you know, Christy, I did the quote with Ronald Reagan at the beginning of the show as a time for choosing. And we are at a time for choosing right now, Christy Whaley.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. There's a man standing in between us and anarchy, and that's Donald Trump.
There you have it. So, Christy Whaley, thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Rick Rome, it always goes so fast when you're here.
I would tend to agree. I'm amazed at how quickly this program goes.
And I just love the different perspectives that people share. And, you know, people may not agree with what each of our presenters presented, but it's very thoughtful, and I think it's thought-provoking. So, Rick Rome, we've got just a minute. What's your final thoughts on all this?
Well, I would actually dovetail with something Christy just said, and it struck me that they're tearing down statues of abolitionists, and I don't know if it's necessarily because they don't know what they're doing, or that you can not tell one side of history. You have to destroy it all if you're going to destroy it and rewrite it. There's no way that you can keep half the truth without the other half creeping into it. So there's an idea that's formulating in my mind that suggests that you just have to, if you're going to remake a society in whatever image you want to make it, Karl Marx, you have to rewrite it in its entirety, which is a sad state of affairs.
Can I jump in here for a second?
Yes, Rick, you can.
Rick, I am so glad you brought that up, because when the Frederick Douglass statue went down, I said, okay, the other side is plainly showing what they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
Or to Rick's point, is they want to tear it all down. And so, my friends, we are at a time for choosing. So, Rick Rome, thank you so much for being here.
As always, Kim, it's a joy and a pleasure for me.
And our quote for today is from Ronald Reagan. He said, "I won a nickname, the great communicator, but I never thought it was my style or the words I used that made a difference. It was the content. I wasn't a great communicator, but I communicated great things, and they didn't spring full bloom from my brow. They came from the heart of a great nation, from our experience, our wisdom, and our belief in principles that guided us for two centuries." It's a time for choosing, Rick Rome.
It is definitely a time to make a choice.
So today, my friends, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. This is Kim Munson signing off. God bless you, and God bless America. Young, like a new